Chapter 12. The back streets were deserted as Chris made his way over to the only bar he knew that didn't balk at letting in the on-cybird. Sure, they charged a fortune, but at least they let you in the door, not like the other clubs around here. Music was terrible, all hard metal and grunge, nothing Chris could really get into, but the beer was cold and there was a pool table. He had money in his pocket and nowhere to be for a while. Seemed like a good place to kill time. He was still steamed at Adam, but the initial flash of anger was gone. The guy had saved him from Devereaux. That itself was enough to forgive him, but Chris had been on his own for so long, fending for himself, that having someone watching over his shoulder, following him, made him damned nervous. Then there was Adam himself. The man was so much of a mystery that Chris didn't even know where to start describing him, even to himself. He was tall and strong and so hot it made Chris want to melt right into him. But there was a coldness to him, a detachment that Chris didn't know how to deal with. Throw in the fact that Adam had seen him at his weakest, and what you had was a nightmare situation. Then Adam had quit his job for him, demanded a severance and hustled him out of there so fast his head was still spinning. Then blowing up at him in the store. Well, he probably didn't deserve that. Not totally. But with everything that morning, it was too much. This was why he went walking. Get his head clear, put things in perspective. Chris nodded to the bouncer standing at the door and moved past him into the neon-lit gloom of the bar. He tossed some money on the bar and was rewarded with a beer. He picked at a label with a thumbnail, thinking. There was something odd about Adam, something he couldn't put his finger on. He knew that Adam was heavily cybered. He'd seen that for himself. But there was something more. The guy hadn't said much to him since he'd woken up, but Chris had talked to Alpha, and to tell the truth, he'd enjoyed the company. He'd been alone since he'd left Arkansas, brutally alone, and now that there was a chance of company, he wanted to reach out, grab hold, and never let go. Adam had never looked at him like he was something scraped off the sidewalk, hadn't called him names, and part of him knew that he never would, and he needed that. Getting a job probably wouldn't be the mammoth task he'd told Adam it would be, but it wouldn't be easy either. There were a few places he could pick up day work. But the bigger issue was Adam. He needed to sit Adam down and tell him that he couldn't just do things like that. That he needed to talk things over before he made decisions that were going to affect other people. Yeah, and if he managed that, then maybe he could persuade the sky to swap places with the ground. He'd only known him a day, and he could tell that it would take a pretty damned big push to move Adam when he dug his heels in. Stubborn as the sun, his mama used to say. Couldn't persuade the light to stay outside once it decided to shine. But maybe Alpha would be able to help him. Well, it was worth a shot at least, wasn't it? He didn't exactly fit the damsel in distress mold, and he didn't want to either. And Adam needed to know that. He nodded to himself, smiling. A conversation, yeah. That would work, then maybe they could get back to the start of the friendship, or whatever it was they had going at the minute. Chris sipped at his beer, tapping his fingers to the rhythm of the music. He wondered what Adam would bring home that evening and just hoped that he'd have enough to make something for them both later. If not, he could always give Adam a list and send him out again if he had to. A snippet of melody snagged his attention and he tuned in, closing his eyes to filter out everything else. It was good, the pitch rising and falling to fit perfectly with the singer's voice. There were a couple of forced notes in there where the singer wobbled to hit the highs, but Chris liked it. "You got a napkin?" Chris asked the bartender. The bartender just glared at him and sighed as he grabbed a small white napkin from the pile beside the till. Chris pulled a pen from his pocket and scribbled on the corner of the napkin to get the ink running. Closing his eyes again, he tapped out the rhythm, then scribbled the tempo down on the napkin. Humming along to the chorus, his fingers naturally followed the chords, changing from C to E, then G, and back to C. He jotted the changes down, crossing them out when he was mistaken. The words came next. When the song was over, Chris looked down at the napkin and frowned. The words were wrong. Not wrong as in he copied them down wrong, but wrong for the song. They didn't fit the melody. It was soft through the verse and hard in the chorus, perfect for a breakup song. He left me broken, but damn him, I'm about to run him over with my car and it'll serve him right. That kind of song. A bad breakup that hurt more than you wanted to admit. Chris opened the napkin out a little more and started to hum the song again, getting a feel for it, and as he did, lyrics came to him. They joined the other lyrics on the napkin, and Chris was in a world of his own. Corrections, amendments, an additional bridge, everything ended up on the white napkin.
"What you got there, boy?"
Chris jumped as someone snatched up the napkin. He fumbled to grab for the scrap of tissue, but it was out of reach. Chris looked up and up into the face of a very large, very cybered hulk of a man. Red laser sights shone out of the narrowed eyes, and Chris huddled in on himself.
"Pretty boy here's into some sort of poetry shit,"
the man nudged his equally big friend.
"We don't hold with that sort of shit here. We got a no poofs rule. You want to take that crap and get while you still can walk. Don't got none of those froofy cocktails with umbrellas in here."
Chris held up his hands, mumbling sorry, as he slipped off his bar stool, trying to step around the wall of muscle in front of him. He didn't look up, didn't want to antagonize them any further. His view was kept to leather trousers, black and scuffed to hell over dusty, dirty biker boots. Handguns were tucked into their waistbands. He didn't know much about guns, but they looked to be well used. He stepped back a little as one of them pushed in closer and almost stumbled into someone behind him.
"Don't think he wants to go, Butch,"
another voice behind him, and hands on his shoulders, locking down painfully.
"Fallen over himself to stay."
There was a low laugh from the group around him, and Chris was regretting pushing Adam away.
"He's got a real pretty mouth, Butch. Can I keep him? We'll feed and walk him every day. Promise."
More laughter, and Chris chanced to look up at Butch. The guy was stroking his ratty beard thoughtfully. Chris's eyes fixed on the patches covering his jacket, locking on the Devil Spawn tag. Chris's stomach fell. There was no one in the city, hell, in the state, that hadn't heard of the Devil Spawn's motorcycle gang. They made the headlines every day. The police were scared of them, and the Corps hired them to take care of those jobs they didn't want to dirty their hands with. If he'd known they were going to hang out here, he would have found some other bar. On the other side of this city. This was bad. Chris was really starting to wish he hadn't made such a big deal of Adam following him. He could really use some help. Cops, the army, whatever miracle Adam could pull.
"Suppose we are a little short of entertainment since you broke the last one, Red."
Chris's eyes widened. There was no joking tone in the words, and only growls from the other men. Red shrugged.
"That wasn't my fault. Tico bet me a case of tequila. So what do you say, pretty? You want to see the country on the back of a bike? We'll be real careful with you."
He pulled Chris back against his hard body and dropped his voice to a whisper.
"Least till we break you in proper."
Chris tried to pull himself free, but the man had a death grip on his shoulders and was pushing down hard. Chris could feel his knees starting to bend.
I gotta go. Sorry I crashed your bar. How about I buy you boys a drink? Anything you want, and we call it quits."
Chris tried to keep his voice level. Butch looked him up and down and smirked.
"Red seems to have taken a liking to you. Be ashamed to let you go."
Chris's hand was fumbling for his wallet, and he tried to find some way to get out of the situation. There were seven of them, huge brutes and solidly built. Red was still pushing down on his shoulders, and Chris could feel the pressure all down his spine. The hell was he thinking when he told Adam to give him some space? A finger brushed his cheek,
and Chris reacted on instinct. Bitch bit me. The corners of Butch's mouth pulled up into a cruel smile.
Boy's got spirit. Don't worry, brothers. We'll beat that out of him soon enough.
Chris's mind flashed up images of grabbing one of the guns, but he'd never get there before Butch.
Christopher Neil Allen, I am starting to believe that my earlier summation was an underestimation.